Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. What are my qualifications? I'm thriving. I'm also a senior recruiter, though, so I promise I'm actually qualified. And today we're talking about the cat's pajamas. That's such an old lady phrase. I hate that I said that. But we're talking about something that is literally blowing up on the internet right now. So of course, I wanted to give my two cents, some thoughts, some limitations, all of that great stuff. We are going to be covering what the heck quiet quitting is and why it's been popping up all over your For You page and your Explore page. So get ready, get comfortable, because we are about to talk careers. First things first, what is quiet quitting? No, it doesn't mean that you're whispering to your boss that you found another job, although I think that might go over better than the average resignation, but keep me posted on that. Quiet quitting is this new phrase or phenomenon that's really been kind of coming into fruition over the last couple of years, but it's really been popping off on social media probably over the last 2 months. Basically, what it means is people are setting boundaries with work. In a nutshell, people are tired. Duh, I mean, that's not groundbreaking news. But think about it this way. We've always been overworked, and then we were hit with the pandemic, where we were living through one of the most traumatic moments in history while being overworked, while working from home, while most people were also reporting that they were working longer hours during the pandemic while they were working from home than they did in the office. There's a lot of reasons behind this, but a big part of it is we just had really blurred lines between work life and personal life. I know for me personally, I technically should have been done work at 5, but I figured, I'll just, clean out my emails while I'm watching TV at night. Next thing you know, I'm working 13 hours a day. I got burnt out really fast, really quickly. It got super ugly. And that's kind of what led to the Great Resignation. I do have a total episode dedicated to the Great Resignation if it's something you're keen on, but the Great Resignation is exactly what it sounds like. People were burnt out and tired, and frankly, tired of being treated like crap by companies who asked them to work through massive, massive stress and turmoil in a really ugly period in history that we're still living through. So people quit their jobs. They quit to start their own businesses. They had career changes. We saw mass resignations over the last couple of years. And now enters quiet quitting, which is basically like the pipeline from Great Resignation into quiet quitting, where people are now saying, you cannot get me to go above and beyond. Like, I'm tired of going above and beyond for a job that's not paying me above and beyond. Quiet quitting looks like a lot of things, but it's basically the mental detachment from your job. It means you're going to show up and do your job requirements very well. You know, you're still going to be a high performing employee, but you're not going above your job requirements. You are going to do what is necessary to keep the ship afloat, but I suppose the shit afloat works too. You're going to do your best to keep everything running smoothly, and then at 5 o'clock, you're going to log off. Period. End of sentence. You're not going above and beyond for special projects. You're not asking to lean in for things that aren't a requirement of your role. You're not showing up to the extra extended coffee hours and office hours and all of these extracurricular activities. Why? Because you're quiet quitting. You're doing your job, but you're mentally detaching where you need to in order to set boundaries. In 2021, a survey released that only 36% of people reported being engaged with their job. That means more than 70% of people were actively looking for other work or had one foot out the door. You also have to think about how things like inflation and the market and us heading into a recession impacts people's burnout rate. And speaking of burnout, damn, has this year been heavy on burnout? There was a crazy stat that I read. Oh my gosh, I should have pulled it up in front of me, but it was something like 80% of people experienced burnout over the last 2 years. Which is super unhealthy. It's absolutely terrifying. And then when we think about that, coupled with the Great Resignation, boom, enters quiet quitting. You're not quite ready to leave your job. Maybe you don't want to leave your job. A recession is coming, so you need the stability. So what are you going to do? You're going to create balance. You're going to unsubscribe from hustle culture. You're going to do everything you can to set boundaries up so that you're not overworked and underpaid like we have been for the last bazillion years. And all of this sounds fantastic. And fundamentally, I agree with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with quiet quitting or unsubscribing from hustle culture. Frankly, I hate hustle culture. What is this whole idea that you have to be productive 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? Like, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound like a life I'm going to enjoy. And as much as I love my job, unfortunately, I love me and my friends and my family and a good book a hell of a lot more. I'm assuming you're listening to this podcast because you want to hear what I think, and I've got some really conflicting opinions. Like I said, I don't fundamentally disagree with the idea that you should have boundaries. You know I'm a huge advocate for boundaries in the workplace, especially when it comes to making sure you're protecting your mental health and your well-being. But I have to keep it real with you. Quiet quitting is going to set you up for failure in a couple of ways. And I think it all comes down to how you define success. If success for you is a life that is balanced, it is a life where you're able to enjoy time with your family and friends without stress. If it's a life basically that doesn't revolve around work, 1,000,000,000% you should be quiet quitting. In fact, I don't know why you're listening to this. Turn this off, go quiet quit, like make it happen. But if you're someone where career is super important to you and how you're going to be fulfilled in your life is through things like promotions or leading big teams, I don't think quiet quitting is going to make you the happiest person on the planet. And I'm not saying either of these routes are wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing either of these things. It just comes down to where you get fulfillment. So if you're someone who gets fulfillment from work, if you quiet quit and kind of unsubscribe from going above and beyond, I really think it's going to be harder for you to get promoted. It's going to be harder for you to get a raise. Because if you're not going above and beyond, I guarantee someone else is. And that's going to be the person who gets the promotion. And I'm not saying that's fair, because companies should promote you for being good at your job, not for being good at your job and everybody else's job. But that's just not the world that we live in. So I do think there is a pretty sizable risk with being comfortable unsubscribing from, you know, maybe going above and beyond most days, because it might make it more challenging for you to get ahead in your career if that's what you want. I'm not going to say you're never going to get promoted if you have work-life balance. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But quiet quitting is different than work-life balance. Quiet quitting is basically saying I'm only doing what's required of me and not a drop more. So it's not impossible for you to get promoted if you are subscribing to that mentality. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do think, if I'm being totally honest with you, and you know I always keep it honest with you, I do think it's going to be more challenging for you to get promoted and become a VP and become a director and become a CEO if that's consistently what you're thinking about, or if that's kind of the mindset you're taking on. To be clear, I'm not like pro-capitalism. Like, let's get that super straight. Like, I'm not someone who thinks you should be working 60 hours a week in order to be successful. But I also know the reason I've been successful in my career is doing things that are outside of my job description. Like, that's actually probably one of the core ways I've been successful in my career. For example, social media. It has nothing to do with my 9-to-5 job, but because I do it, I've had a lot of doors opened for me in my recruitment career. So I definitely think there is a fine line you want to walk between protecting your peace, protecting your sanity, and if career is really important to you, balancing that out as well.